Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Melanie Cole's Health Radio. Health, wellness, and fitness. 5 days a week.
Here is a rockin' story for near to the weekend. Having a glass of wine with your dinner could lead to better mental and physical health and higher self-esteem, contrary to the UK government's advice suggesting keeping several days alcohol-free. A new study from researchers in Finland, published in the Alcohol and Alcoholism Journal, which is interesting to me, found several glasses of wine per day with an evening meal could actually be good for you. That rocks my world. Researchers from the universities of Helsinki and Tampere studied the drinking habits of almost 2,600 people between the ages of 18 and 69 and found that 12% who had a glass of wine or two with dinner were the most likely to have good physical and mental health and rate their self-esteem as high. In the light of this, we're going to do a little wine for dummies thing for our bottom of the hour trending. Useful terms for describing wine. You know that you hear people talk about the bouquet or the aroma. That's the smell of the wine. That bouquet applies particularly to the aroma of older wines. So some of the newer wines have a fruitier flavor, but you can smell the older wines have that cask and the oak or, you know, these barrel-aged smells to them. Body. The body of wine is the apparent weight of a wine in your mouth. So if we talk about chewy reds, that means it's a good, hefty red wine that you can almost feel like you could chew. A good, dark red wine. Crisp. When you hear them say crisp, it's a wine with a refreshing acidity. Some of the light porch wines that I like, I would classify as crisp. Dry means not sweet. Finish is the impression that a wine leaves as you swallow it. Fruity, again, gives that sort of fruit aftertaste. It doesn't imply sweetness. If you say something is a fruity wine, it implies more of an aftertaste. When it's oaky, it's got that barrel taste that I was talking about. It's oak flavors, a little smoky, a little bit toasty. If a wine is designated as soft, it's got a smooth rather than a crisp feel in your mouth. And if it's tannic, then it's a red wine that's firm and leaves your mouth feeling a little bit dry, which is why some people don't always like a dry red wine because it leaves that feeling in your mouth after drinking it. But if it's a good dark one, and if you're trying wines, make sure you look at them. Make sure you look at that color. Hold it up to the light and see if there's a beautiful sort of burgundy color to that red wine or a golden yellow sort of sheen to a white wine. We'll do more wine tasting. I love doing that on a Friday. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.